By faith and not by sight. Welcome, family, to Man of the Movement. Yes, the foundation has been set, and we are calling all men to join the discussion. Let's keep it real. First of all, I will do better. I will join the discussion. I will be willing to discover, and I want to know the truth that will set me free. Yes, man of simply means now is my time to fight. Number one, I'm taking personal responsibility for my own life. Number two, I'm no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Number three, my steps are ordered by the Lord. Number four, I'm walking in purpose with God. And number five, I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. Yes, I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Christ Jesus. Come on, let's man up. This is an exciting time for us to continue to go to the next level and sometimes to revisit and to go back to where you started from. This is tonight something that we've talked about from day one, is that yes, I need help, and yes, there are plans for my life, but really and truly, I've done all the things, and I've made the mistakes, and I've been given an opportunity to learn some lessons that now it shouldn't be about me becoming the greatest, but helping someone else be greater. Tonight's subject, as we go deeper into manning up, is don't forget the children. I know sometimes we want to save the masses and we want to have all the shine and glory of big congregations of sowers and things like that. But when we really get down to it, it's what about the children? Are we really doing the ministry? Are we really doing the sowing? Are we really making the foundation that young men knew that we made mistakes, that they didn't have to make them anymore, that they could take personal responsibility now before they made a bad decision? And by being transparent and letting others know that by our testimonies, we can help the children. We're going to talk about some dynamic subjects tonight. I want to ask everyone to invite one from definitely, if you know someone from the Houston area, you need to invite them, and they have children, male or female. You need to get them on this broadcast. If you know someone in the Southern California area, Compton, Linwood, Paramount, North Long Beach, Carson, you need to get them on this phone call tonight, because there are some very beneficial things that are going to come out of this broadcast about the children. Now, the age group of the children can be from 7 to 20. I'm going to put that foundation out there already. From 7 to 20, this is what this show is talking about. Don't forget the children. Without any further ado or without any further instruction, and we're going to take a break to kind of give the foundation of what the Word of God says of nurturing and training up our children, how we can use the biblical principles and the reasonings of what people would like to say into teaching our children something that should have been taught to us. I know you may be like me and say, I was in church all my life. I was a preacher kid. I was a preacher this. I was a deacon kid. I was this. But now I'm understanding that there were some things missing. See, it's not their fault, because most people only teach what they know. We want to go deep into the biblical scriptures about really teaching our children. So this may be a series, and it's going to definitely enrich myself and all the rest that will come on board. But I want to, our base scripture tonight, Proverbs 22:6. Everybody knows the scripture. Train up a child in the way he should go. Now, just to be clear, as I always say, that he means all. Because when Christ came, he came that all could have life, and life more abundantly. And I just like to cut it right there, because that removes me out of the equation to say who's worthy of this, who's worthy of that. The Old Testament said this. Oh, yes, I still study. I still believe. I still have faith in the Old Testament. But I know the New Testament, which is led by Jesus, who came and gave us all a right to the tree of life, is where we should all begin. So train up a child in the way they should go. I'm not adding to it or taking away, just giving a little enhancement. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. That's the main purpose tonight on what we want to talk about. And yeah, we're going to preach a little bit. We're going to get about, I'm already, thank you, Holy Spirit, about 10 mini sermons, but we're going to definitely just communicate on how we cannot forget the children. Without any further ado, I want to bring in my co-host tonight, my first guest on Man of the Movement. Now in the rebirth, in the new season, in the new direction, here is my first guest again. Now, last week was our relaunch, so you heard Pastor E, and we set the foundation again. But my first guest, which is now my first guest, none other than the infamous, the dynamic, my brother. If you didn't know anything, you'd swear we got the same parents. My brother, James Hudson, he is the CEO, the producer, the director of Showtime Entertainment. Good evening, my brother. How are you?
Good evening, my brother. I am lovely, man. Just loving it, loving it, loving Houston and loving this hot weather that we're having. So, hey, I'm having to man up out here in this heat.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, you loving it. Okay, all right, all right. You know, we talk personally. The first thing you say, man, it's hot at 6 in the morning.
Man, it's hot. Man, it's hot. But I'd rather for it to be hot than cold, so I'm not complaining.
Come on now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So how are you, man? It's been not since we saw each other, but it's been a while since we've been here as host and co-host, co-host and host. Because you could be the host and I'm the co-host, or I can be the host and you're the co-host. You know how we roll. But it's been a while since we've christened here on Man Up, man. Just give our listeners a little update, those new listeners, those that have not been on board. Who is James Hudson? And we'll go from there.
Well, James Hudson, man, well, from what we're discussing tonight, because I'm really wanting to get into this discussion about these children, man, but I'm James Hudson, the writer and director, founder of James Hudson and Showtime, which is a Christian group that puts on stage productions, and we use the Word of God to minister to His people through our stage productions, through ministry. That's what my calling has been for the last 25, 27, 28 years now, that we've been writing and producing these plays, James Hudson and Showtime Production. And God has just been so faithful and so just for someone like myself who's never actually had to take acting classes or to take writing classes, just to be just to have the anointing of God upon your life to say, this is what I want you to do, and I'm going to bless you to do it. Just listen to my voice and carry on. And so that's where it started for me. So, and that's just a huge, huge blessing, because most people will tell you, you know, they have to take acting classes for so many years and writing classes for so many years to write. But once I started writing and saw how the Spirit of God was working through me to be able to write for any type of occasion, whether it be a men's conference or a women's conference or children's ministry, Juneteenth, Black History, you name it. And all that just came from the Spirit of God. It really and truly did, because I had no talent, no interest, didn't know how to put two words together as far as I was concerned.
Right.
But that's
I mean, that kind of sums it up, because first of all, you're a talent. You can find talent out of anybody. I never took any acting lessons. I've always been an actor all my life. You pulled that right off the bat. It wasn't about the title, and being able to identify talent and to be able to nurture talent, even older talent that has been. Right. That's the first thing I noticed about you, my brother, is that people that was forgotten and maybe shoulda, woulda, coulda, you were able to pull them out and show them they could still do it. And that was so encouraging to me, because I'm still ready to act. I'm waiting on that next call from you saying, hey, we got the real thing. Come on, man. Pack up, man. Let's do this thing. And so I could tell everybody out there that is the sincerity of this young man on building up people. And that's so important, because you know, you can do for me and I can do for you, but are we really doing everything we can? And I know we do a lot for our youth. I'm not taking away from our efforts, but can we really do more? And can we really say louder to other people, help us do more? We're not asking for money. We're asking for people to want to do more for our children. And I know that's strong on your heart.
Well, it really and truly is, Pastor Steve, because, you know, because I've worked with children now over the last 4 or 5 years, I've really, really, really come to appreciate working with children, have the patience that it takes, because talking to a lot of my fellow playwriters, and they're always asking me, "Or James, where do you get the patience to work with all those, those kids?" But when you get an opportunity, and you, like I said, you know, when the plays that you've been in with me, you see, I've always used children in those plays.
Always.
Because it's hard to say that you're doing family oriented plays and you don't have children. A family it consists of children, you know.
Exactly.
And so
exactly.
Right. So it's hard to say that these are family oriented plays and you don't have any children. It's basically saying we don't have any gifted or talented children. And so I've been on a mission to prove that is farthest from the truth as you can possibly get. Because,
exactly.
And you've seen so many of these plays, and you see that sometimes I will write a play and just let children carry 80% of it. You know, just to show people these children are gifted, they're talented. All they need is an opportunity. The opportunity to get on that stage and for somebody to work with them, just like a teacher, just like a coach, just like anyone else that gives them the opportunity to get up there and to express themselves and, you know, to see how that just builds their self-esteem and improves their communication skills so that when they're in school, they can stand behind a podium and talk to people because they've been on
the
stage.
Come on, that's right, that's right.
Making people laugh, making people cry. You know, I can't tell you how many times I'm talking professional people that have come up to me and said, "Man, those kids had me laughing 1 minute, and the next minute they had me crying."
And
I
cried in
a minute.
Do you remember in the scene? I'd cried. I couldn't even do the. Yeah. I mean, I finished out the part because that's what I do. But that young lady, that young girl, it had me in tears. As I was experiencing something that was really, really trying to transpire to all of us, and that was so dynamic about that. And I know the heart of it is what where it goes back to say, you know what, it's not so much about being all this and having the big lights, and but can we help other people feel as important as we feel?
That's right. That's exactly right, and that you know, those situations would change the way a child thinks. I never forget that I was at a church once, and I was over the children's ministry, and the pastor of the church was a large church, and the pastor and his wife came to me one day, and he said, "James, we've got
go on and put Walter August out there. Go on and put him out there."
Yeah, Walter August. That's exactly who it was. Bethel's family. And he said,
"Bethel's family, and they are an awesome ministry. You guys, if you're in Houston area." You want to see a church? We got the Church of Restoration and Bethel's Family. Great ministry.
Right. But anyway, they brought those children to me and they said, "These kids are disrupting all of our classes. We can't do anything." When they had attention deficit or something's going on with these children, and we can't get them to sit still. Can you do something with them? And so I said, "Oh, yeah, well, just give me the kids." You know, so I took the kids into a little small room. And I told him, I said, "You know what I'm going to do with you guys, since you like to clown around all the time? I'm going to write a skit, and I'm just going to let y'all do what y'all do. Y'all are back here throwing airplanes and flying things around and putting whoopee cushions in the teacher's seat and all that kind of stuff." I said, "So, I'm just going to take you out there in front of all those people. You're talking 600, 700, 800 people, if not 1,000, on any given Sunday. I'm going to take you out there, and I'm just going to let y'all do exactly what y'all are doing back here." So I wrote the skit, to make a long story short, and took the kids out there, and I played this teacher and a substitute teacher that was having to deal with these children. And, man, if I tell you, those children did not. I'm telling you, to see how those kids came out of their shell once they saw that audience laughing at them, and responding to everything that they were doing, it was like magic had taken place in their life. And I never forget, a couple of parents just said, "James, I've never seen my child act like that before. I have never seen that before." And so the pastor came to me after, he said, "You know what? You need to take these children and start doing these plays. I want to see a play every month, not every quarter, every month. I want y'all
every
to
month,
perform
yeah.
quarter. Every month. I want." And I'm telling you, this is just honest truth. We started performing with those kids. I started off with like 7 or 8 kids. Before the end of the year, we had over 200 children trying to be in a play. And they were coming from all the apartment complex, all because they heard about it. We put on these productions, and they started coming and watching these children perform on stage, and they couldn't believe what they were seeing. That we were actually letting these kids carry 80% of that play. What they
80%.
Were having
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, that yeah. means getting out the way. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that means somebody out there. Right. I don't mean to cut you off. I don't mean to cut you off, but somebody out there listening needs to know that a lot of times to help a child, you need to get out the way. Children think that we're so dominant and they really have, I mean, I don't care how cool they are with you. Really, they need to see us submit and humble ourselves to really let them go. I've seen that in you. I mean, I remember when you gave me an opportunity to mentor some kids and said, no, go with Pastor E. He gonna coach you. I looked at you like, you don't even know me like that. But you knew the spirit. And when we came out, those children were really ready because I had the spirit on how for that moment. And you saw that thing. I got a question for you. I have a question for you here as we're talking about leaving. Are we leaving the children behind? Would you say it's more important to expect something for a child or to believe in the child?
Oh yeah. Well,
you know, sometimes just because they're a child, we expect them to do this and expect them to do that when we tell them that. But what in your experience for those people out there listening on how can we really help our children and not leave them behind? Is it more important to expect them to do what they're supposed to do or believe in them in doing the right thing?
Well, it goes back to what you said earlier. If you actually believe in them, then you will get out of their way. And that's the problem.
Yes.
We don't get out of their way. As parents,
we don't get out of the way.
We want to baby them, and we want to tell them to do this and tell them to do that. But we don't really understand. That's how come so many parents, I'm so impressed when the parents said, I didn't know my child could do that. Well, and my question back then is, why did you not know that? You don't believe
did
in
Did you ever
child.
Ask the question?
You don't believe? Why is that so surprising to you that your child can make people laugh like that? I'm sure he clowns around the house all the time. Yeah, but I didn't think that he could get on stage and do. Well, why did you not believe that he could do that? See, because you're holding him back if you don't believe in him. See, I'm trying to show him that you. That's why I told him I'm gonna put you out here and show you guys all this negativity that you got. You can turn it into positive energy. People get paid to make people laugh. Did you not know that? People get paid
every day. Every day. Oh, come
every
on,
day.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing stones, and I'm not a joke teller, but I can do that. Act
right.
silly?
You can.
Oh, my God. I can act silly and be a billionaire. Come on now.
It was so amazing that you even brought up Kevin Hart. As much as I love his movie, but I was listening to him last night, looking at him on he was doing some comedy, and I said, now, I could easily go up there and do better comedy than that. It's just that he's got the name now, he's got the fame, but you see what I'm saying? But somebody gave him that opportunity to just go out there and just be himself and just be a clown. But there's some people out here on these streets that would run Kevin Hart and anybody
run
that you can name.
Under the ground.
Under the ground.
Yeah. We got some actors in Showtime. I want somebody to tell Tyler Perry. We got some actors in the Showtime group that will run you under the ground. You better watch out. I'm sorry.
Hey, check this out, James. Go ahead.
I just wanted to put this out there. Remember, if we didn't believe in the kids,
right?
That meant that we really didn't believe in ourselves. I'm talking to parents out there tonight because some people are still holding on some things from their own growing up and their own raising that their children are being affected on that. And it's not your fault.
Right.
I'm not putting you under the bus. I might step on your pinky toe, but I'm not throwing you under the bus. What I'm saying is that you only know what you know. We're trying to expand your knowledge to know that even though your situation wasn't good,
right,
the others that under you don't have to experience the same thing. But a lot of people only do what they know to do. I mean, it's not like a curse or anything, but because of habit.
Right.
Most
bad
people are raised this way. You know, I have a cousin really close to me. Really close to me. I love her to death. I mean, A1, do anything for you, but we'll cuss you out in a minute.
Right.
And somebody said to me, it's like, wait a minute, why does because that's all she knows to do is cuss you out because somebody else cussed her out.
Right, right.
But they only do so. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that is just so true. And also these demons that a lot of people have in their past. You know,
demons happened to them.
And now you know that we've had this problem with single parenting, with these women that don't trust anybody with their children because they had situations that they went through. They have all these situations that they went through, and so they don't trust anybody. But I try to tell all these single women that have these children, especially young men, you need to get those kids in a church, to get them somewhere where they can get a man to mentor them. Women can only do so much for a little boy. And I see so many women trying to raise up a child like that, but that's not the way the family was designed to be. So if a man is missing, you need to try to get him. And that's how come another reason I really pour my heart out, try to spend time with all these young men to try
young
to mentor some of these
especially.
Men. Because they need a man to talk to. They can't tell all these things to mama. And so mama needs to understand that she's got to get out the way and find somebody, whether it's the pastor, go to the pastor, can you find my son a mentor or somebody that can talk to my son when he's having an issue, having a problem? Because I'm going to tell you, it was always a man that I respected that stepped into my life, whether it was my football coach or whoever it might have been, my teacher. It was always that man figure that really stepped into my life and said, boy, you know, you're my all-time, you're my favorite player because of the heart that you have. You're this, you're that.
Now you open up a can of worms because, believe me, fathers out there need to hear that. Don't you know your daddy, well, maybe it was only me, or maybe I'm the only one that was wrong, but my daddy couldn't tell me nothing. But I could go down the street and somebody else would tell me the same thing my daddy told me, and I would follow it and respected it. That's why most of us that are not involved, that don't have something to do, that's not your child, but that we can really speak into their lives. And James, we're getting to the thing of this because you burst some stuff in me today that I want to share for the Southern California region, but the Houston region. You're doing something this summer. You're committing yourself. What can we do more of to help the children not to be left behind? Now, once you share this, I'm going to share something dynamic out here in LA that we're opening up that's going to be dynamic.
Right. Well, you already know the answer to that, and that's get involved. That's just all there is to it. We can talk about these things till the cows come home. But until we are willing to take, oh, I'm busy, I can't have time for this, I don't have time for that, I don't have time to teach 8 weeks of classes to underprivileged youths either, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it
come
because
on now.
I know it's needed. And because I'm changing the lives of these children, and years from now they'll look back and they'll say, thank God I had somebody that stepped into my life and took time out with me to put me on that stage when the parents say, Brother James, can you just take my son? You know, he's acting up in class. He's doing this and that, but he really likes you. He, for some reason, I don't know why, but he just really likes you. That's my key. Yes, I will take your son. Give me his phone number. I will call him. I will talk to him. I will take him to the park. I will do whatever I need to do because I do not want to lose one more child. I do not want to lose him to the drugs and to street people out here. If I can get with him and help him find him a part-time job or teach him how to drive a car.
Wait. Can we say that together? We commit not to lose one more child.
Not one.
Not one more child.
This is on our watch. You know, God has blessed us so.
Oh, my God.
To be God-fearing men, and we know, he said, the vineyards are plentiful, but the labors are few. He said, there's not going to be a lot of you guys out there doing this, especially men that are God-fearing. And
we got
to do
folks
right
on here scared to invite somebody on here because we're really talking about being a man.
Yeah, you're talking about being a real man, a godly man. You're not trying to hook up with the mama and all that kind of stuff. That's not what we're trying to do. We are concerned about these children. That could be my son that's out there. And we already know that the society is already waiting for him to walk out that door. And if he's not prepared for it, then there's a good chance he's going to either be in jail or he's going to be dead. And we already know that. And so
can we stand on that in the spirit that we no more dead on our watch?
No more.
No more dead on our watch. We finna open up our doors here at EST's for you, P2P Ministries, and the Now Network. We're gonna do And I'm going to say this before you get to share yours, because you inspired me here. Because as a matter of fact, I have my son right now. I have my grandkids flying in tomorrow. And we're going to open up the doors every Saturday for 2 hours for an entrepreneurial training.
Wow.
Bring your kids to North Long Beach. And you better be on time dropping them off. And you better be on time picking them up. Because if not, they can't come. But we will make a two-hour window that we can show you how to be a business-minded child and to think about those words. You know how important words are, James? Just to tell a child, you can do it. I believe in you.
Right.
You're not stupid. And you're smart.
Exactly.
Even though they got an F.
Right. That's exactly right, because I'm telling you, I never forget. Like I said, those two or three different men that spoke in my life. One guy was an elderly guy. I never will forget. He was a football coach.
Yes.
He had been coaching for 40 years. He said, "You are my all-time favorite player." Man, it felt like my hair raised up on my head to hear that man look at me in my eyes and say that to me, because he was a white man back during that time. You know, white folks didn't care for black people in that way, so to speak. But for him to look at me and say, because of the heart that you show when you're on this football field, he said, "I'm getting ready to retire, but I want you to know you are my all-time favorite
man,
player."
Just
man,
the words.
That was nothing that I wouldn't have not
just
done.
Just the words.
Just give me the ball. Please, get out the way.
Give me the ball, coach.
Give me the ball. Get out the way. Get out my way. Because that was, as much as I loved my father, as much as I loved my brothers, for that man to say that to me, somebody who I really and truly respected for what he had done with all these young people, for him to say that to me, that I'm your all-time favorite person, I'm the smartest guy here on the football field. He said,
my
yeah,
God.
I want to
say this to everybody over 30. Everybody under 30, I'm not talking to you right now. Everybody over 30, guess what? You have done and messed up all in your life. And God is still have you here for you for a purpose. Your dedication from this point on is the children. Let's not leave the children behind. We are going to open up doors here because I want to teach children how to be entrepreneurs, how to have a mindset that they can do it. Do you remember back in the day? I know when I was a kid, my parents used to talk to me about college and being, what are you going to be, and putting standards on that. Oh, the way you're going to be what? No, that's not good enough. So the communication and the words that we speak to our children, I think that's where we missed it, James, is even in the urban areas, is that we always trying to tell somebody what to do instead of giving them the words that give them life to do it.
That's right.
The life to do it. Oh, come on, somebody. We're going to get some people on the line tonight that's going to say, you know what you guys are talking about, I believe in this, and we have to change the way we're doing things because it's not working. We have, oh my God, you think it's just murdering. We have suicides in high schools.
Wow, amen.
We have an epidemic of children going by what they see on TV and the spirits they get off of internet and everything else, acting out and killing people and killing themselves. We gotta make a stand somewhere and not blame people and not trying to get on the news, but can we do something that's going to be effective, that we can really touch these children, not to tell them how wrong they are, but how right they are.
Amen. Amen. And the other thing, Pastor E, is that I just heard you say about the entrepreneurship, that you're going to open your doors to do that. And so once you open your doors, just like I open up my stage, once you open up your doors, it is now out of your hands, because you're doing your part. Because, you know, that used to be a time when we were young children. If mom and daddy didn't make it to church, they would still take you there and drop you off. At least they would do that. You know what I'm saying? At least they
Wait a minute. The church had a bus that would come and get the children.
Yeah. Right.
They was out there honking. Well, my daddy was a pastor, so I was on the bus out there honking. But it was always a bus. If mama and daddy weren't going to make it, it was a bus to say, come to Sunday school.
Come to Sunday school.
Oh, my God.
Even even if you don't have the bus, though, you're opening your doors for every parent that's under your voice to say, I've got an 8-year-old, 9, 12, 13, 15-year-old that needs to take these. You're offering these classes to these young people. It's their responsibility to get those children there. That is just really nice. I don't, you know, when I...
And to pick them up. No. Not just to drop off, James, and to pick them up on time.
Yes. And on time, not to have you there 2 hours later waiting at the door because they out somewhere shopping or somewhere. But
Pastor ain't gonna do that.
Yeah,
you already know.
Right. And you shouldn't do it. But as the same thing, when I'm doing my acting class, I said, do you guys know how much money, if you go sign up with some of these acting classes and see how much money you would have to pay to take these classes? Go ahead and try.
My God.
Go ahead
right.
And see what it is. Yeah, and then to be able to be put in a 2-hour production and all that type of stuff. You're getting these classes for nothing. And it's going to build your self-esteem, your communication skills, the whole 9 yards, teach you how to communicate like you use that word, communicate. We've got to teach our children how to communicate on Facebook and using these phones, they are not learning how to communicate with anybody, texting people. You can't talk to people texting all day long. That is not building up your communication.
Wait a minute, Jane. You're having an adult conversation right now. We got adults out there that want to communicate texting. Man, call me and talk to me. Man, I get a bad attitude on texting. Wait, James, can you tell people how me and you text? Yep.
Yeah.
Call me back. Okay. I got you. Call me back. I need to hear your voice to know what you want from me.
Right. Amen. I'm old school. I'm right there with you. I'm like, give me my little 2-3 minutes to talk to you so I can tell you what I want, not to wait for you 5 minutes later to text me back, and then you waiting for me 30 minutes to text you back. Nuh-uh. Just tell me what you want.
I get an attitude with text. I'm telling you. I'm very social media connected. I know all the scheme. I know how to save and share.
When
it comes to communication,
right.
When I see those letters, I get a wrong attitude every time. Unless it's saying, okay, call me. I can't answer. I'm busy. I understand that. But when it's like, I get a bad, I just receive it wrong.
Right. Well, we're hurting not only ourselves, but we're hurting our children because, again, when you go up there and do a presentation or whatever, they're not going to tell you to text it to everybody in the classroom. They're going to tell you to speak. And when you haven't developed those verbal communication skills, then you're going to have a big time problem on your hand. And that's why our children now, why? Because they don't use words. LOL, LMAW, and all that stuff. But we're hurting, but they don't understand. When you get out here and go interview on a job and all that, you're not going to sit there and text back and forth across from the man that's interviewing it. It doesn't work like that. You're going to have to talk to that man. And if you don't have any communication skills, he's going to say next. Because this person here can't even talk. Yeah, no, sir. Yes, sir. No, yes, no, no, yes, no. And is that all you got to say? That's all I really know to say because I haven't been talking to anybody.
Because no one has taken the time to tell me I can do better.
Amen.
Our children are left to the point that it's okay. And they let you get through? Accept that. We have to change the mentality on how we communicate to our children. And we're going to do that here in the Los Angeles area, north in Compton, Long Beach, Paramount, Downey, Carson, anywhere in the connecting vicinity of where we are. Every Saturday, we are going to have an entrepreneurial workshop. Now, you say, what's entrepreneurial? First of all, is how to communicate and how to listen. Step two, you have to know how to manage yourself. I'm not going to give it all up, but we're going to do that. And you started that. This brother is going to do 8 weeks of acting training free. I had to come before you and say, the doors are open here at EZ's for you now. We'll teach you how to do graphics. We'll teach you how to do websites. We'll teach you how to do social media. We'll teach you how to print. We'll teach you how to sell. But we'll most importantly teach you how to be confident in whatever you choose to be.
Yeah,
8 weeks. 8 weeks. I'm going 8 weeks with you. I got to go 8 weeks with you.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that. And once you put it out there, that's you've done your part. That's all I can say to you, brother. And whoever takes advantage of it, takes advantage of it, and whoever doesn't, does not. But we're hurting our children when we don't get them involved. In the Bible, like you said, when you started off, train up a child, not the child training you. Oh, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. My father told me, James, at 8 years old, Sunday morning coming, I need you to do a welcome. Daddy, welcome. How am I going to do a welcome? Go up there and welcome the guest that's coming to the church. Well, what am I going to say? I don't know, son. Just let the Lord use you. From that went from a welcome to doing a short talk to doing a sermonette, the whole nine yards, because my daddy said, dude, he didn't say, will you do it? You know, could you do this for me, son? He said, on Sunday, this is what you're going to do. Period. Period. Today, right. I just love him to death, and he's the person I would give all the glory and honor and respect to, because he didn't ask me what I wanted to do. He told me I was going to do this. And from that, I've been able to stand on a stage without any acting. I taught myself how to act, because I've been on a stage forever, standing behind that pulpit, standing behind that roster.
Hey, you know,
speeches,
you know, you do pretty good, too, right?
Right. Well, I'm going to let
you know you do pretty good.
That,
you can really get some drama going on. You're dramatic.
Yeah. Well, I am very dramatic, but a lot of that came from that lifelong experience. A lot of that. Well, you're pretty good yourself. That's why I put you up there with that auditioning you. Did he audition? Well, yeah. When I met him, he auditioned. I saw his personality. That's all I need to see.
Talk about that experience, because there was some folks in there like, wait a minute, how did he get like that? Favor ain't fair.
Yeah, that's favorite. That's what that is. But back to these children, man, I'm just really excited about it. You know, I did this.
Now you're starting. When are you starting? I know the age. Give us the age group. Let us know the kickoff date.
We are actually starting from children that can say, hello, my name is John, which is 5 years old. I'm starting out way down at five. And the reason I'm doing that, the last play that I did was a play before. I had a little six-year-old in the play. I told you about the little girl that was a six-year-old that we
and
put
turned
in
it out.
We filmed it. She turned it out, and I'm talking about the little girl that Oprah Winfrey called. She went on Oprah Winfrey's show because they saw her in that play. And Oprah Winfrey said, that little baby reminds me of myself, because this little girl had this awesome memory that she just memorized things
right.
You could not believe. And I had her
exactly.
In the play. We put it on YouTube, and Oprah Winfrey said, I want this baby. And so she went on Oprah Winfrey's show, and Oprah said, this child, Deja was her name, said, this child is just, it reminds me of myself. Another little girl that I had was 8 years old that was singing in the play, and the Houston Rockets manager saw this child, and they allowed her to sing the national anthem in front of 14,000 people at 8 years old. And then when Frankie Beverly and Maze came to town, they saw her on YouTube, and
look,
they let her all because listen, E, all because somebody gave them an opportunity to
right.
Be on that stage to
and believe
and to
in them.
And believe them, because I believe in all
yes.
of them. They don't have to have them. And most of those children had never even been on a stage before. Had never been on a stage.
I did a flyer for you once, and I said, well, how many are experienced? They said, you know, the four that's experienced, but you had me put 12 on there. And you, the play, The Stepdaddy, you had how many
right.
children?
Yeah, well, all together we had over 20 kids in that play. Mm-hmm.
20
yeah,
children
20,
in that play.
Yeah, 22, and they carried 90% of the play themselves. And if I tell you, those
and
kids
did an awesome
bring,
job.
Bring out, they brought down. Yo, yeah, man. Oh, and I'm not just making that up. But that showed them, once those children get together and they bond and develop that little chemistry with each other, it's just amazing to watch them go from week one to week eight, man. It is just so amazing to see how those children grow on that stage. Once they really start understanding what's going on, you know, and the prompts and the props and body language and all that we're looking for to get them to cry and to get them to laugh and to do all
right,
the things that they
right.
need to do. It is just so amazing. And then the other thing is that normally when I'm writing plays, what I try to do is I try to children that already have talents, whether they sing or dance or play an instrument. If I see a child that's gifted or talented in a certain area, what I will do is I will recruit that child and let them do what they do. I don't try to make them do something what I want them to do. If this kid can sing or if he can dance, I don't care if he dances like Michael Jackson. I don't care who he dances like. If he prays dance, he does whatever he does, then I'm going to let him do what he feels comfortable with.
That's
doing.
Right. His anointing.
And then, yeah,
that goes,
yeah,
for adults too. That goes for adults too, because he thought I was an actor, and then he heard me hit a note and said, "Oh no, you finna sing too. Wait a minute, no. We gonna change that play. We finna write you in to sing this." And I was okay, but that's the gift of that. Now, when is your mentoring program starting?
Okay, it's not this Saturday coming up, but the following Saturday when that's going to be the 23rd, I think it is. I'm not mistaken. 23rd, 24th. It's a Saturday.
And registration is registration available now?
Yes. Because I'm only taking so many. I'm only going to be taking so many because these children are going to be actually in a production after we finish the 8 weeks. Then we're going to do a production, and it's only going to
call
be
what baby's what. Kids.
Baby kids.
Well, we have a message that came through already and said we want to be the first on the line. Andre Jones, he's 16, a male. He can sing, he can dance. That's Two Crunk Son. He wants his name put on that list.
No, he's too close. No. Okay, I think I might have met that young man. I didn't meet him.
Oh, you did. You did the one with the long dreads, the taller guy, the boy. Man, he's bad. He got some stuff that's hot. Oh, he got some stuff that's hot. Mm-hmm. And then we have a couple of scholarships we want to put in. Two, and I'll give you those names later. That's not on the line, but we got two that we want to submit into that class. But what can they do to get in touch with you in the Houston area? If you want to get in touch with me, all you got to do is call 562-413-3710. That is the EST's for You Now hotline. You can say we want to be a part of the entrepreneurial training. We're going to teach you how and teach them how to be substantial about God's word and through his principles. We're supposed to be the head and not the tail. We're supposed to be lending and not borrowing. So the mindset is what we want to change. So you can get in touch with us there or at 1112.
That's true. Okay.
What did you say, James?
Yeah, okay. I was waiting for you to finish to give out your information.
Yeah, go ahead. You put that out there.
Yeah. So, and then to contact me, if they go on Facebook and just look under James Hudson, they'll see that flyer that we have out there. But I'm going to go ahead and put the number out there, which is 832-880-4474. Let me give it again, 832-880-4474. And I see that my phone has been ringing ever since we've been talking. So I haven't answered it. So people will have to realize I'm actually on the phone. So they'll just have to call back. But that's what it is. Like, again, I'm only going to be accepting so many children. And then at the end of the 8 weeks, we're going to be putting on a dynamic production. And I'm always excited about whenever we get ready to put on a production. So. And even in this production, we are going to have adults that's going to actually be in this production, but those children are going to actually carry the thing.
Right,
so
as they
adults,
always do.
Right. We have adults that want to come out and get into acting lessons, but we will do that with them too. So people have been asking.
We always need help. There's always production. There's always stage. There are always things. That if you just want to be a part of helping the children and you say, well, I don't have the gift, you can come out there and help set up. You can come out there and serve. You can come out there and help facilitate all of these functions that we're doing. We need help here in Los Angeles. James needs help in Houston. But let's not forget our children. If you have a gift, I want to put this out there right now. We're talking about entrepreneurial training, building on spiritual substances. We're talking about acting and stage play and production and directing. And James teaches all those things. But there may be something that you have to add to these equations about financing, about contracts, about mindsets that we can change our children. You are not less. You're actually greater than us. We need you to get involved also, that you could share your gifts in these free seminars. I'm going to say it again, F-R-E-E, free seminars. We also need donations for juices, for snacks, for facilitating and all these things. We need your help. So you don't feel like you're left out because you don't feel like you don't have the skills. We need so much help to make this happen throughout the summer. I'm going 8 weeks as well as James is going. Our registration is starting now up until the 25th of June. And yes, it's free. Okay. But until then, there are going to be select ready to go. We want to interview your child. We're not just saying, come on. We want to interview your child. We want to really make sure that the stuff that we're really giving away free, they're willing to accept and to get involved in. This is dynamic. This is life-changing. And we want to make sure that it's effective. So give us a call, 562-413-3710, 832-880-4474 on the central area for James Hudson at Showtime. We got about 5 minutes. Give you an opportunity if you want to dial in right now and say, oh, I heard that. I want to get involved now. You got a child. You know somebody that has a child. You may live out of state of California or Texas and say, what you guys are saying, we need this here too. Guess what? We travel. We can do some video counseling. We can do some Facebook Live counseling. You are not left out. We're going to make this thing where everybody can get involved, but we have to know that you're willing to get involved also. Dial one right now. We'll give you an opportunity to comment. Amen. Amen. Area code 251, last 4-4911. You're live on Man Up to Movement with myself and James Hudson.
Well, Pastor E, and Mr. James Hudson, may God bless you both. This is Shoshana Ellis out of Mobile, Alabama, and I am, of course, a woman with 5 sons, so I had to man up tonight. You hear me? I had to man up. You know what I learned from this whole career, just to be honest, really. You have to be encouraged to encourage, be inspired to inspire. An opportunity presents chances and changes into revelation. So we have to bless the children and give your children the attention that they desire. Like y'all said, let them be themselves for, you know, who they are. Because, you know, one thing we do get in the way, and sometimes we get in the way with our maternal and paternal instincts. But we do want a better life for our children. Well, most of us do. I do. And so, God bless you both, okay? Because one thing about it, I have a son in college right now that called me and said he failed his psychology test today. Mom, I have to get up and do some public speaking. I have to do this and that. And I said, you know what? You can do it. He failed his test, but I told him, you can do it. You got this, no matter the circumstances.
Yes.
The words that your children need to hear are, you got this. You can do this. Amen. So my dedication moving forward, Pastor E and James, it is the children. And it always will be because, you know, those are our seeds. Without them, we are nothing.
Nothing.
You guys might still say that I have it like that.
And I'm over the hill. I'm done. What God has done for me in my life is done. But now I can do for others by being accountable in my life. Some of us need to go ahead and chalk it up and say, you know what? I had my chance. What can
That's
I do
right.
for somebody that don't have the chance to do better?
Oh, and I love when y'all said to teach them how to be verbally confident and to represent themselves instead of all that text and LOL, what you doing, and this and that, because you ain't always going to be by their side. You're not going to always be there, you know. So I just want to thank you guys, because just because this was a man up, this was for women to woman up and men to man up on.
That's right.
thank you so much,
Shoshana.
You're welcome.
All right, bless you. And this is going to continue. Every Tuesday night, we're going to have some dynamic messages for our young people, and we need them to get on here. I'm recruiting some young men right now that will get on to speak. My grandson going to be here tomorrow. My son is around the corner taking his break, and he worked hard today, so I'm going to give him that honor. He folded so many shirts. But we're going to bring some young people on in the next couple of weeks that can open up to some young men out there that need to hear the same kind of voice and what they're doing. We're going to also do some live segments of our mentoring segment, and I know James will do the same thing, some live videos that people can really see what's going on and how you can start this in your own region, how you can really help your own people and do the same thing. And no, we're not better than you. We're just kicking off something and hoping that we're inspiring you to do the same.
Amen.
Any culture or march from you tonight, man. Shoshana was our only caller that dialed in, but we got many listeners, and I know they took a note. But give us again the time, the date, how they can get in touch with you to register. We're going to be blasting this on through all of our Houston media. Crunk got 15 kids. You already know they're going to probably all be there. You can do the play with them alone. But I called him. He's in the studio. And I called him. He said, "I'm in the studio, the pops." And man, but I put all my kids in there. So, you know, everybody you saw at that video shoot the other night is going to be there. Those mime dancers, the singers, everybody.
Yeah, so we're going to get started. Like I said, it won't be this weekend, but the following Saturday, which is on, I think it's the 22nd, if I'm not mistaken, that's what that Saturday is, 22nd. And they can just call me, man. Just call me so they can get registered so I know what I'm dealing with. Again, I'm going to throw that number one more time, 832-880-4474. Or they can look me up on Facebook just under James Hudson. I also have a James Hudson Showtime page, but let's just find me on these James Hudson. And these parents, like I said, go ahead and get them and make the announcement at your churches and tell people, you know, they can come out if they're in that Houston area. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what denomination you are. I don't have any problem with any of that. We don't play that. So just any child that's willing, like Pastor E said, we want to talk with their parents first so they can understand the seriousness of what we're doing. And then we will take it from there. And I'll take it from there. And then we'll choose this kid and that are serious about really, you know, taking advantage of these talents. And and then we just have to take it from there. Because again, like I said, this is a big time opportunity for these children. We could be charging these children anywhere from $250 to $400 a month to come out and take acting classes, because that's what they cost. And so again, like I said, this is just my way of trying to give that.
I charge adults $300 an hour to come learn the graphics, the radio, the marketing, things like this. And we're going to get this thing away free. I don't care how – send them. But we're going to have a cutoff date, and that's going to be up to the 25th of this month. We're going to do a flyer tonight that we can promote this thing, get your child out here. But we want to interview you first with your child to make sure that you're proper for this program. But we're gonna touch all areas of life and what it takes to really be accountable, and most of all, how God can help you in every area of your life. And we got some testimonies from some young people that have changed their lives, knowing that God can help them in any kind of way. We appreciate everybody that has joined in tonight. Thank you, James, for being on board. We're gonna do not this week. Pastor Dwayne is next on the third week, but the fourth week we're going to do a part two of Don't Forget Our Children, give you another opportunity to register with us. But you need to get in touch with James if you're in the Houston area, and you have transportation to get them to him to get your children involved in this. Again, his number is 832-880-4474. If you're in the Southern California area and you have transportation to get your children to us, call us at 562-413-3710. Again, 562-413-3710. James Hudson is Showtime, 832-880-4474. Family, God bless you. Know that you are loved. Know that you are honored, and know that you are appreciated. But most of all, know that you personally, nobody else, you are beautifully made by God. Don't let anybody else tell you that you're not good enough. Nobody else contaminate your mind to thinking that you're worthless. Know that God loves you. He wants you, in a relationship with him, but it starts with you trusting in him with all your heart, leaning out on your own understanding, and acknowledging him in all your ways. And guess what? He will direct your path. God bless you again, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. In Jesus' name. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.